joining us on the line is author, speaker, internationally acclaimed dancer, actress, and teacher, Dondi Dolin. The book that she has put together is called The Five Elements, Understand Yourself and Enhance Your Relationships with the Wisdom of the World's Oldest Personality Type System. Good morning, Dondi. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here. I'm calling from warm California.
Wow. It's early.
Very warm.
Yeah, very early there, too, as well. We appreciate you getting up and joining us for this.
Thank you.
Which of those five personalities, water, wood, fire, earth, or metal, likes to get up early and get going for the day?
Well, woods are go-getters, so they like to rule the world and get up early. But I have a lot of water, and waters are the ones who like to sleep in.
So tell us about these five personalities. And this is some 2,000-year-old personality test? Tell me about that.
Yes. So the five elements are over 2,000 years old, probably around 5,000 years old, though they were first recorded 2,000 years ago in China. And now the system, which is a health system and a personality type system, has come to the West, and it's brilliant. Once you know the five elements and whether you are a water, wood, earth, fire, or metal, and what your friends and family are, it releases stress from your relationships. You can minimize stress because you know what to emphasize with people. You know what to play down. You know what their triggers are. It makes everything in life easier, especially in work and in family.
Let maybe a thumbnail sketch of what each of those personalities are related to the elements.
Yes, thumbnail. The water type of person is a more quiet person than the others. They love reading. They love music. They're often your musician. Many, many musicians are water types. They like to dive deep into words and lyrics and books. The wood type is the fearless person. They have a determination and a will, and they seem to surpass all limits and do very well in whatever they want to accomplish in life. The fire type is full of joy and love. They love being around people. Life is joyful to them. They never get too serious. The earth type of person is full of compassion, taking care of others. They want everybody to be happy, peaceful, and comfortable. That's kind of their focus in life. They're very other-oriented. And the metal type of person, they are often seeking kind of a higher path, and many times it's spiritual, beyond what is here right in front of us and what we can see and feel and taste. And they have high respect for the journey in life. So that's a thumbnail of each one, and everybody can fall into one of these, especially during stress. But many times they'll have a combination of a couple of elements, and that's when it gets really, really fun and rich.
Dondi, sometimes we think of ourselves in a certain way, but somebody else looks at us in a different light. How do we distinguish where we fall?
Yes, great question. So there are many ways to figure out what your elements are rather than people telling you what they think you are. One way is a quiz, and I actually have a quiz online at learnthefiveelements.com, and people can take the quiz to find out their first and second element. But once you start studying the elements and getting into them, you recognize immediately different traits, different habits, different ways that people work with others, and you can see it so fast. As soon as someone walks into a room and starts speaking, you see, oh my gosh, they're a fire element. So this is going to be what their challenges are in life. And it gets really deep into health challenges at work or in family. So life becomes better because you know what to expect when you know what your element is.
What causes us to be one of those five elements? How is that determined? When is that determined?
That is a terrific question that people who study the five elements ask this all the time. So Chinese scholars and physicians 2,000 years ago felt that that is determined right around the time of birth. And so even though you may be born a water element, sometimes you don't see it until you're a little bit older because you go through all the stages of childhood, which are developmental stages. But that's what the Chinese believe, that it happens around birth, and it's a vibration that comes in. I know it's a little hard for us to understand here in the West, but every person has their own unique vibration, and the Chinese explain it through these metaphors of the elements.
The book is called The Five Elements, Understand Yourself and Enhance Your Relationships with the Wisdom of the World's Oldest Personality Type System. Our guest today has been the author, Don D. Dolan, who's talked about this. She's got the website, learnthefiveelements.com, which is what I'm looking at here. And the quiz is there, as well as all information about, I guess, how to work with those elements and see which ones are compatible. And if you're stuck with one of them that's not so compatible, how best to deal with them, I guess, is one way to put it.
Absolutely, yes. And there are ways to deal with balancing your elements and becoming a better person, shall we say.
Which is always the good, and that's really what it's all about. And you mentioned how it enhances relationships as well as your physical well-being. Don D., thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate all the insight.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
It is 8:00.